Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw of the Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, and today I'm going to give a message on giving. What does it mean to give? Well, a dictionary definition of to give is to bestow or to confer, to pass or transfer, like the title or a property or a thing to another person, without an equivalent or compensation. Giving is very important in the Christian life. Giving is an important thing to do whether you feel like you want to do it or not. We give to our fellow neighbors, friends, family, and other human beings around us as we learn to give, but especially and most importantly, giving back to God. See, the Bible says in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know, I always think of Christmas time and getting gifts or birthday parties and getting presents and things. But you know what? We wouldn't be able to receive anything if nobody gave. It's easy to get and it's lovely to get, but it's more blessed to give. You'll have a more blessed life if you learn to give. Jesus said it like this in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Notice that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ commands us to give. Now, when we think of giving, a lot of times we may have things in our head like giving of money and tithing and free will offering, and that's all important and whatnot. But the first thing is you need to give of yourself to the Lord, to give of your time and service and effort and energy. See, the Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Did you hear what that said? When they first gave, it wasn't just money or tithes or land or anything of physical possession there. They gave of themselves to the Lord first. The Lord, what does he really want from you? It's not just your money and your tithes and offerings. He wants first from you your heart. See, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26, my son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. You know, I'm in a relationship with my wife, and I have her heart, and you know what the most important thing is I give her my heart. See, you can give money but not give your heart, but if you give your heart, everything else will be given over as well. My question to you today is, does the Lord Jesus Christ truly have your heart? Have you given it to him? I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. Thank you.